Hey there, Body Podcast fans. Do you love this podcast, but you're not comfortable with a monthly donation? You can still support us with a one-time donation via Venmo, PayPal, and more. There are links to that in the show notes. And by the way, this podcast is not safe for work. It's for adults only. So thanks for listening.
I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story from underground rave enthusiast and thespian Dane Garfield Wilson. It's time for Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uberlube. Here's a little history lesson. Way back in 1899, an English chemist named Frederick Kipping discovered a special polymer. Hey, Fred, I've got this great idea. Let's call it silicone. Okay, I didn't help at all, but ta-da! Our lives were changed forever with the advent of silicone-based lube. Fred Kipping worked incredibly long and hard so that you could experience long-lasting sessions in the sack today. And you know who improved on Fred's invention? Uberlube. It's a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant. It's silicone with just a touch of vitamin E, and it's made with body-friendly ingredients, and it's for everyone. And those silicone lube stains from back in Fred's day are a thing of the past because Uberlube won't stain clothing or bedding, and any spills can be easily cleaned with detergent and water. I love Uberlube, and everyone I've introduced to it has raved about it. So what are you waiting for? Okay. Here's a little bit more incentive. Right now, they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. Did I mention the sexy glass bottle it comes in? It dresses up your night table and offers the long-lasting performance you want, the kind that quickly dissipates without leaving a sticky residue. Remember, you get 10% off and free shipping when you use the code Dixie at uberlube.com. This has been Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uberlube. We are at the beginning of February, which means we're ramping up for Valentine's Day. Now, I know a lot of people don't like Valentine's Day. They think it's heteronormative. They think it's monogamous. They think it's all serious. And for me, it's about self-love. It's about finding your people, loving your community. It's about so much more than just little red hearts. Although red is my favorite color. But we started Body Storytelling on Valentine's Day weekend. It was one of those things where everybody was talking about love, and I was like, I want to talk about sex. A lot of people have taken that tack since then, but we were one of the first to say, we are going to be doing sex and storytelling. Remember, in the beginning, everybody said it would never work, and here we are. So, I wanted to tell you about a couple of options for creative Valentine's Day presents. It's kind of hard to go out and get a card, unless you make your own. So one of the things that I was asked to do recently was to create a cameo. A cameo is one of those personalized videos that you can do. I talked to somebody last week, got on Zoom, asked them about the recipient, made something special for them. And you can get your cameo. We're going to call it cameo, even though it's not through the cameo website yet, because they haven't approved me, even though I've applied. So you can get applause titties. You can get a quick little Zoom with me where we can talk about the person who's going to receive it, and I can make them something special. If you've got a fan of the podcast and you want to give them something great, or maybe if they have a birthday in February and you want to give them something that feels like you gave it a lot of thought, this is a great thing to do. There's a link to it in the show notes, and it also means you and I get to have a quick chat. And I love talking to the people who listen to the podcast. I should also let you know that we have products which were created by me called Body Got Me Laid. I work with a company called Sucrabay, and they told me I could design a perfume. So the perfume I designed has notes of honey. Have you ever noticed how much warm honey and pussy smell like? It smells so good. It's got a lang-a-lang and warm amber and vanilla. Smells so good. And I've even recently had people tell me that whenever they're feeling stressed out during COVID, when they're seeking to comfort themselves, they've been putting this perfume on. I never anticipated that. But if you go to our website, go to the merchandise section at bodystorytelling.com. We've got hair and body oil. We've got rollers of the perfume. We've got body cream. It really does smell nice, and it's a great gift. So there's the cameo. There's the line of Body Got Me Laid perfume. That's going to get you laid just because they read the name of the perfume. Or you could get them a ticket to our live stream, which is happening Valentine's Day weekend and is our big anniversary show. So yeah, it's easy to say Valentine's Day sucks. It's easy to wonder if it's even worth it, or maybe you hate this Hallmark holiday, but we make it our own. We're creative. We can put our own twist on Valentine's Day. And I'm going to be spending mine on the live stream with you, I hope. That makes Valentine's Day feel even better. Are you tired of the standard dinner and flowers for Valentine's Day? Y'all, that's getting old. This Valentine's Day, spice things up with Like a Kitten's Couples Box. The Couples Box is a one-stop shop for all your sexy Valentine's Day essentials. You don't want to waste hours researching lube, erotic games, lingerie, and everything else to set the mood, do you? Just grab a Couples Box and you'll be set up for a spectacular night. If your sex life has become routine, you'll enjoy their fun sex scratch tickets or card game that will inspire you to play around in ways you've never tried before. Want something buzzworthy? The Couples Box comes with a 10-speed heart vibe and an amazing dual arousal cock ring. My partner really likes this cock ring. Plus, you get your choice of a satin robe or baby doll lingerie. And the box even has strawberry lube and delectable chocolate CBD body paint. Right now, Like a Kitten is offering Body Storytelling listeners 20% off and free shipping when you go to likeakitten.com/DIXIE or enter code Dixie at checkout. I love that Like a Kitten's mission is to help women own their power in all areas of life. A portion of all sales go to charities that focus on women's empowerment, education, and health. Like a Kitten wants you to feel good about feeling good. Just go to likeakitten.com/Dixie or use promo code Dixie to get 20% off. This box is beautiful, y'all. Take Valentine's Day into your own hands and surprise your partner with the Couples Box. You won't regret it. Go to likeakitten.com/Dixie. Oh, it's time for a story. I love this point in the show. Let me tell you about this week's storyteller. Dane Garfield Wilson has been involved with performance arts for so many years. He's a versatile thespian. What did you think I said? Whose mediums include theater, television, film, and contemporary dance, and he comes from a musical theater background, which might explain why he loves throwing underground raves so much. Dane is the former owner of that venerable, iconic, historical venue, the Rebar, which celebrated its 30th anniversary with Body on its stage back in February 2020. Dane not only gave me the honor of being his big 30th anniversary event, he got on stage to tell this story that night. The Rebar closed in the middle of 2020 due to the pandemic, and I really miss seeing Dane and my Seattle community every month at the Rebar. But we have the story. Your storyteller this week is an unrepentant pervert with a filthy mouth who loves books and cats. This story is from Dane Garfield Wilson.
Thank you for helping us celebrate our 30th year. That is our birthday tonight, February 19th. Before my story starts, I want to tell you a quick story. I was trimming weed out of my van in San Francisco in 2008. It was an 89 gold Chevy Astro that was jacked up, tinted, and carpeted. And one of my friends... And one of my friends said, I want to take you to a show. It might make you laugh. It might make you cry. It might make you do both. I did both that night. I saw my first show of body storytelling. I heard a wonderful story about this woman having the grief fucked out of her by another wonderful woman who showed up at her apartment with a tool bag. I don't know if you remember that one. It was back in '08. This is still a little bit low for me. The Rebar is a pretty licentious, wonderful, debaucherous place, and we're all full of perverts. I've lost my virginity no less than 2 times in the parking lot outside. But tonight, my story doesn't take place in Seattle. It takes place. I want to take you to the Dirty Mitten. I want to take you to Kalamazoo, Michigan. I am 16 years old, and I am actively trying to lose my virginity to a girl. The reason why I mention it, that it's about a girl, is because I lost my virginity to my friend Kevin on his parents' bed after school watching DuckTales. That was a little before that. But I had to figure out these girls, and apparently there's something about like a romance and some movies, and you got to spend money on these people. Like, I did not get it. And my friend Todd was a reckless, cantankerous, dangerous 16-year-old with an 88 Buick Regal. And I call him reckless because he was the kind of guy that would smoke cigarettes inside of his car with the windows rolled up. You know, those kinds. I was in that car. It was during the summer, too. It was an ugly time. And I'm looking out the window through those greasy windows, and I'm just like, Todd, this got to happen. And all I hear is canned peaches, my dad's farm. See, that's the expression that I had at the end, too. And I turned to him and said, what do you mean? And he goes, no, candy and peaches at my stepdad's farms during hay baling season. We're going to get down. And I said, Todd, we're going to your stepdad's farm. Candy's your sister. And he's going, no, I got peaches for you. And I said, well, what are you going to do? And this is when I realized, I was like, Todd, are you fucking your sister? And he goes, dramatic pause, and he goes, my stepsister. I said, okay, Todd. Take me in this Buick Regal. And I knew that the one thing, the wonderful social lubrication that we're on tonight is alcohol. And so I was like, well, how are we going to get the can of peaches open? And he goes, oh, we're going to take alcohol. And I goes, okay, I like alcohol. And so I took about an inch out of my dad's bottles. I used to call scotch was dad's breath in my day. Sorry, trigger warning there. So we get up to the farm. I've taken about an inch out of every bottle in my dad's liquor cabinet. It's probably mostly water after my brother got to it. I put it in like if you've been to Michigan, you know what Faygo Frosh is. Okay, I can hear you in the back. That's okay, you got it. So that fine. Like I could not change the color of that. It was bright green. We show up to the farm. Candy and peaches are rolling around in the hay, not with each other that way because they were baling hay, which is a whole other rolling. It's, you get it. Okay. And so Todd's like, let's take care of this. And so, of course, when you want your virginity to die, where do you go to fuck? You go to a graveyard. And Todd is like, I love it, you know, over a tombstone. And I was like, Todd, this is not going to work out. We pull up in this gray 88 Buick Regal. The windows roll down. The smoke pours out. And that caretaker was not happy. He had seen Todd there before. It was not going to happen there. So I'm like, where else can we go, man? And he's like, we got to do it outside, over something. Like a tombstone. So he goes, okay, I know this nature preserve with a duck pond. You're going to love it. So we go to this duck pond, find a wonderful place. They find, Candy and Todd find a concrete abutment, and they start fucking over the top of it, and I'm just sitting there on a stump with peaches. She's smoking a cigarette, drinking my dad's booze, and just turns to me and shoves her tongue down my throat. And I am so disgusted with this cigarette and booze breath, which was somehow so terrible then, but turned into a full-fledged fetish now. So at the end of the night, I would love for you to do a shot and smoke a cigarette because you will turn me on so much with that dragon breath. And she just leans over to me and grabs my fucking dick and goes, I want to see it. And apparently, Todd doesn't have a lot of staying power because they came back at that moment. And she goes, I like it when he comes quick. And I was just like, I still don't get that. Maybe it was, I don't know. So we're going to go to the only place where the under 21 set can go, which is your neighborhood alternative anarchist coffee shop. And we decide to go there. We're racing there on the way, but Todd has an addiction, and it is to street signs that we find on the side of the road that have been thrown out callously. And we roll up, and there's a I-94 sign just glinting off in the
in the bushes. And he goes, this is mine.
Grabs that sign, throws it in the car where it strikes me in the face and lodges in my nose like this to where I have to pull it out of my nose. That's why I have a scar here. I turn around to the girls in the backseat who are drunk and no longer giggling. And I just say, what? And I look down and the blood just covers my lap, everything. I end up getting my nose stitched back together at about 2 a.m. I did not lose my virginity that night. Story does not end there. So the second night, we're going to hang out with us. The only thing I have to mention is it was a really small town, so I didn't want them to know who I was. So I pretended that I was Scottish, and I really wore silk shirts, and I took my glasses off, so I couldn't see anything, and I was almost unintelligible to speak with. I'm going to spare you from that. So stitches in my nose, silk shirt on, no glasses. We go out for the second night. I don't have a lot of booze left at this point. I'm like, Todd, what are we going to do? And he's like, I have the best idea ever. So we get, Kalamazoo is a really small town, so there's not a lot of bad areas of town. He takes me to a house, and we take the girls peaches and candy canned peaches. We go into this house. You know, it's kind of like a old World War II cottage with blankets for doors and dirty floors. And they make us sit on the couch, and we're sitting there for like an hour. And I remember this baby in like a diaper runs by, and I want to get out of the house, and the baby's trying to get out of the house. And I was like, what kind of house you'd be when a baby is like trying to get out of the house? Like, it's so bad, and the mom is rushing after the baby. As an adult, I realized that we were sitting in a crack house at the time. But I was kind of like young, and I was kind of coming up, and I was like, I guess they're just up there for an hour doing whatever. I don't know. So they come downstairs, and they're obviously tweaking to me as an adult. I just thought they were really turned on as a 16-year-old. So my friend Todd's like, I got the spot for us. It's not here at this crack house. So we roll up. Spring night, Michigan, cold. The setting is 88 Buick Regal, and we roll in very strong and sure of ourselves to that mobile home park. And it is on the north side of town, and it is a muddy night. And we go up, and you know, all the people that are really paid that live in the mobile park, they have the double wides. Well, these people had a single wide. You know, see, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, and we roll, we roll in there through the rain, and we get up there. I'm still in that fucking Scottish accent. It's so terrible that I'm not going to do that to you. We run into the house. It's a dark room. I'm not going to do the accent. I just don't want to. And there upon the great screen, there was two obese twins. And they... And they were sat upon that couch, and they were watching Jeopardy, and it was turned up really loudly. I can't do that shit, dude. Okay, so we're... Just give me two more on top of the two. Okay, good. So it's a dark room, single wide trailer, two obese twins. The only furniture is there is a couch, a TV, and the two obese twins. This is like some David Lynch shit. I didn't even know what David Lynch was at that point. Twin Peaks was kind of like, I don't know. So we're in there, and Jeopardy is just blasting. It's college Jeopardy, so I knew all the questions. See, I didn't say I knew all the answers, because Jeopardy. So we're sitting there, and these twins are just like laughing their fucking asses off at me. And Todd is there with candy, grabs her arm, and he goes, we're going to do something. And they walk into the back of the single wide. And you know, the single wides aren't really set up. It's an old trailer. So as they start fucking, the trailer is starting to kind of like rock. So if you can imagine, you're just standing in the living room watching Jeopardy with these twins. And I'm just looking at Peaches. And she's like, I need something. And I was like, you can just do whatever. And she goes into the kitchen. This is in this dark, dark, you know, the heat's really on high. It's really hot, uncomfortable. And all of a sudden I hear two explosions. I think it's two gunshots in the kitchen. I realize I think I'm going to get killed here. She comes out and she has a microwavable plate. Remember they used to have microwavable plates back in the day? Now it's just a regular plate. There's okay. There was two exploded hot dogs on that shit, and she goes, I like to eat them after they break. I thought it was fucking gunshots, dude. She finishes off those fucking hot dogs there in front of the TV were only lit by the flickering of Alex Trebek and that fucking dun-dun-dun. You know, and they go into double Jeopardy, and we're still, you know, we're sitting there like this doing the thing. Todd, he's taking a lot longer this time. I'm just like, Todd, if you can just, I know he can hear me because it's right there. It's, so Peaches is like, we're going to get this done. She grabs my hand. We walk past the door. I can see Todd fucking this girl, and it looks like nothing I want to be a part of. It's like
There's like a blanket stretched across the door. I can see them glistening. They're both smoking cigarettes while they do it. See, we're getting back to the cigarette thing. Isn't that cool? See, because it comes full circle because I mentioned it earlier. So that's good. Now, and so, you know, a door is flung open at the end of this hallway. There's a bare swinging, very dim light bulb. There's a dirty mattress on the floor. And I hear Candy whispering to Todd and the other one, Peaches is going to get pregnant tonight. See, I'm still... You gotta go with it. It's like the motion of the ocean. It's still like this, back and forth. She throws me down on the bed and whips my pants off, and I can't help because it's like a really hot kind of scene. And so I just have this huge boner, and I'm like, we're not doing anything tonight. So I hear Todd erupt in this giant orgasm, and I'm just like, Todd, are you done yet? And I just hear, yeah. And so I was like, get me the fuck out of here. He comes in there, grabs, this is where we get back to the whole hugging people with a boner thing. So he picks me up. I struggle to put back these pants on. I am like, let's get out of here in the Scottish accent and the silk shirt. I can see nothing. No one can understand anything I'm saying. He just grabs my hand, and Peaches, she wants to really go there. So she does not give me her class photo. She gives me her entire yearbook with her address written on it, because apparently we are going to be Scottish pen pals, and I'm going to write to her every single day. Get me in that fucking 88 Buick Regal, Todd, and get us out of here. I have no ending for the story, so I'll end it this way.
That song was Party Favor by Billie Eilish. Our live stream shows are so much fun. And our next live stream is going to be on Saturday, February 13th. That's Valentine's Day weekend. And this one is Body's 14th anniversary show. 14 years of sex, kink, gender, and body image storytelling. We were the one who started it all, and I hope you'll be there for a story from Risk Podcast's Kevin Allison. I'm working on more superstars for you right now, and we'll have music from Rachel Lark. There'll be prizes, there'll be community, there'll be exhibitionists, there'll be voyeurs, there'll be you. There's a link to tickets in the show notes. The show is on Saturday, February 13th. It starts at 7 p.m. Pacific, and I can't wait to see your face. I'll see you at our 14th anniversary live stream. It's getting harder and harder every day to be a sex-positive podcast. Social media does not want us talking about sex, kink, and gender, and they are doing their best to either shadow ban or outright delete our accounts. It's impossible to boost a post on Facebook. It's impossible to teach new people that what we do is about so much more than the dirty details. If we can't talk about sex, kink, or gender out there in the world, there is one place where we can, and that's on Patreon. You've heard me talk about how much I love Patreon. They're one of the more open-minded platforms, and I just revamped all my tiers. There's some great new rewards, and this weekend I added my first goal. You can be part of this. If I can get to 600 patrons by our 14-year anniversary, that's Saturday, February 13th, I am going to throw a special Body Slam. Body Slam is our competitive story slam, where you don't have to be curated, you don't have to sign up in advance, you don't have to be coached. We just have you compete, we have judges, and the prizes are pretty fucking pervy. It only happens if we can hit 600, and that's only about 25 away, so it can happen. So go to patreon.com/body, it's spelled patreon.com, and support us at whatever level you can. For even $5 a month, you're going to add to that number. Hopefully on our next live stream, I'll be announcing the date of our first Body Slam on Zoom. This has been an event I've been throwing since 2011. I haven't done it in a long time, and people love it. It's your chance to tell a story too. So go to patreon.com/body, and thanks in advance for signing up to be a patron. Well, that's our time for this week. But I want to say thank you to the people who make the Body Storytelling Podcast possible. Thank you to Joe Moore, David Grossoff, Donal Mooney, Mosa Maxwell-Smith, and most of all, podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 160 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.